You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29 and verse 30. I read, Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandment is, Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment." I want you to note, brethren, that Jesus did not say, "You shall love God." He said, "You shall love the Lord your God." Why is this important? You cannot love God until He is first your Lord. God is God of everyone, but He is not Lord of everyone. Until He becomes your Lord, He is not your Lord. But He is God, as in He is simply God. There's nothing you can do about it. To an atheist, he is God. To a believer, he is God. To a Buddhist, he is God. It does not matter their opinion. God is God. He exists. He created the heavens and the earth. It does not matter what they do or what they believe. He is God. But is he Lord in their life? No. Why? Jesus said, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and you do not do what I say?" The Lord is somebody you obey. That you obey absolutely. Now, most people don't love that kind of a person. They don't love their Lord. But now here is the commandment of the Lord. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God." Now, if he had stopped at that point, that would have been great. But you can see Jesus divided man into four parts. And I say to you, if all those four parts do not love God, you really don't love God. He said, "You shall love him with your heart, with your soul, with your mind, and with your strength." How do you love God in your heart? The Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The matter of loving God is first personal and private. It's deep within where nobody sees. Now, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep what? My commandments." So, keeping the commandment of the Lord with our heart is very crucial in loving Him. Number two is your soul, your seat of affection. The Bible says, "Set your affection on things that are above." On what do you set your affection on? You may say, "Oh, I love God with my heart." Or how about your affection? Is your affection on men? Is your affection on lust? Is your affection on the entertainment of this world? The things that make you sad and the things that make you happy. He says, "Set your affection on the things that are above." The next is your mind. What do you think about? What preoccupied your mind, or preoccupies your mind rather, from morning till evening? What do you think about? When you wake up in the morning, what do you think about? Can I say something to you? One of the indicators that you love God is this. Every day of your life, the bulk of your mind will be centered on God. When you wake up in the morning, when you are going to bed in the evening, whatever you are doing during the day, your mind is constantly on God. It doesn't mean you are not doing other things. In fact, you can be doing so many things, but your mind will be on God. The last one, he says, your strength. How do you spend your strength? What are you using your strength for? Does your strength reflect the fact that you love God? Or you are spending your strength to do other things? When it comes to the things of God, you want to sleep. You want to rest. You are not feeling fine. When it comes to any other thing outside of God, you have the strength to do that. There's nowhere you cannot go. A lady can travel from one state to another to sleep with a man. The same lady cannot pick her Bible and sit down for 15 minutes to read. She's wasting her strength on things that do not matter. I pray that you will love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. God bless you.